The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Eating Limes.
I love a good lime. In fact, I eat a lime without taking the skin off. I eat it straight. I don't even cut it in half. I just eat it like an apple. I don't eat the hard plug on the end.
Surprises.
I got to say, I was a bit caught back. I remember it just hit me like a bag of bricks.
Public urination.
You know, I go to Oilers game, I have to have a couple beers just so I can go to the bathroom. And the funny thing is, that's what makes me go to the bathroom. If I didn't have the beer, I wouldn't have to go to the bathroom.
Here is Struds On.
The European adjustment. So a number of years ago, I was invited to a coaching clinic in Sweden, in Stockholm, and I was my topic of my presentation was on the challenges I've seen for European players coming over to North America. Now, this is probably close to 10 years ago when I was invited and I presented. And I just, like, again, it was more from what I'd seen them coming over. Now, I had some challenges when I went over to Europe, but for them coming over. And a couple of things that, you know, I think back on it, youth is always harder, right? You don't have as much life experience. So that's number one. At that time, communication was a little bit different. You know, it's coming now. There's obviously, the online calling you can do, but even, you know, 10 years before that, there wasn't as easy. It was only phone calls and such, right? So that's kind of come a long ways. Language barriers was another huge thing, you know, a huge one that if whether you're coming to Europe or coming from Europe to North America, if you couldn't speak English, or if you were going to Russia and you couldn't speak Russia, it was hard, right? And if you were kind of a introvert, it really made it difficult to kind of find a life, you know, in your new community. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about this Andrei Kuzmenko. And I don't know a lot about the player. You know, he's improved every year. His point totals have gone up. And, you know, it's kind of like, to me, it's like a cheap lottery ticket. You know, if he turns into a player, great. If Oilers can sign him, that's great. If not, well, you know, what did you lose? We're not really sure. You're not really sure what you're going to, what could be there. But, you know, for this guy is much different than, let's just use the most recent European coming over, Jesse Puljujärvi. Jesse, when he came over, he, you know, his agent had prepared him to speak the language, but he was very young. And it doesn't matter. When you leave your home at 18, unless your parents have really prepared you and made sure that you can, clean your house, cook, get organized with an apartment, pay bills, manage your money, all that stuff. It's a lot to take in all at once. Then you put on the fact that you're unable to speak the language. It's really tricky. It's a really tricky thing. So I'm guessing this guy, who's older, he's been living on his own for a number of years. He's all those things, the cooking, at least understanding, you know, how to prepare a little bit for that would be there, you know, managing a house, and managing is maybe a bit dramatic, but, you know, operating a home, what it looks like, you know, the cleaning and all that stuff that you need to do, laundry, all that. He's probably got that life experience. He may have a partner that obviously will be, you know, that's an advantage too. You have someone you can come home to and talk to and have share experience with their city. And I'm guessing there's probably some English language there. You know, maybe he's known this is coming. So I think, you know, it's very difficult to compare Puljujärvi coming over here at 18 or 19, whatever it was, with this player coming over who's at 26. This is a man. Right? It's a much different situation. And then just even the hockey framework. This player, he kind of knows what he's all about, right? He's been around men's league for a while. He's played in a good league, had some success. He's played in playoffs. Like, he knows who he is as a player. Again, with Puljujärvi, I'm not picking on Puljujärvi, but I'm just using an example. When an 18 or 19 year old, you don't know who you are. You know, unless you're Connor McDavid, you really don't know what you're doing, or who you want to be, or I guess you have an idea of who you want to be, but you're not that guy now. And then you factor in the challenge with the language. It's really, really hard to make it happen. So this guy's coming over. He has a better sense of who he is. He understands the game better. So when a coach, like I can, from my experience when I was in Hungary, you know, dominating the third division of the Hungarian men's league, you know, our coach was Russian, and I didn't understand a word he said. But when he draw things up on the wall, I understood it. I understood the drills, and I understood, like, the schemes he was trying to run. And then the guys would come over with, like, you got it? I'm like, yeah, I got it. Like, hockey is kind of international language. So if you can figure that out, because you've been, you know, at that time, I'd been around hundreds, if not thousands, of practices. So, like, you know, it's not that much different. You know, there's not that many different ways to draw up a drill. So you kind of have that, too. So when I look at this younger guy, Andrei Kuzmenko, I don't know if he's going to be a player. I've never seen him play. I'm just going off reputation. But his transition, I think, would be much easier than a young player into the North American world because he's got more life experience. And I think for that, it's kind of intriguing. So does he sign the orders? Does he not? I don't know. But I would sure love to find out what he could do by playing with a team like this. But I don't think we have to worry about his transition. I think that's something that he's been preparing for, thinking of, and getting ready to do as he moves towards it here, Greg's in North America this year.